Here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here when you need us. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us on the line, Steve Shepherd, the featured artist of this month's art display, currently on display in the Amelia Center Gallery of Gulf Coast State College. It's the Coastal Wilderness exhibit. Steve, how you doing, sir?
I'm fine. A little cold. Not wild about cold weather, as you can imagine.
Definitely. You know, what for being on the Gulf Coast, we feel 100% where you're at. Definitely not used to the cold, but, you know, certainly.
Yeah, it's times like these that I spent 2 years in the Florida Keys, and it's times like these I think again about the Florida Keys.
Absolutely. Which it feels like, you know, it's never cold ever there. If it was cold in the Keys, we'd have bigger problems.
I got to correct you there. Now, Florida Keys can get kind of cold. I experienced 39 degrees. I spent, like, say, 2 years, and even a few snowflakes fell, but it was pretty temporary and pretty easy to handle.
Well, I am enlightened. I absolutely love it. You learn every day.
Yeah. I heard about the iguanas falling this week, but never snow in the Key West.
But the exhibit, Coastal Wilderness, is on display in the Amelia Center Gallery. Tell me a little bit about this specific exhibit.
This exhibit is a little bit reflected of past work as well as current work. I did a show in Biloxi 2 or 3 years ago where luckily they just let me hang the work. I looked at the room and I saw how big the room was. So I, instead of worrying about new work, and they weren't worried about whether I put out my new work, I just pulled my my triptychs. I made a whole series of triptychs, which I traveled with, and they're built like fortresses. They're very tough because I used to travel around the country and show them at the outdoor art fairs, and they were very tough, but they're also very eye-grabbing, but they're also nice and big. They're 6 feet by 8 feet, and so I just lined those up, and then, of course, your gallery director, Pavel, saw that show, and he told me, he says, well, we don't really have that kind of large space, so I brought three of them. I bought three of my favorites. So I brought those, and then I also have mostly 2018 to 2022. Actually, the last two pieces I finished are in that show, and I don't have anything else finished here. I mean, I'm working on several pieces right now, but the absolute last works I finished are in that show. So that's what I have to say about that placement. Do you want to ask me about how I make the work or anything like that?
Let's talk about some of the subject matter. So a lot of these, kind of influenced by your time and experience living on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. Tell me a little bit about how that really does impact and influence the subject matter.
Well, in a way, it might be bigger than that. I don't know whether I'd be making art if I hadn't grown up on the Mississippi coast. Although I was influenced by the early years. See, my dad was born in Biloxi. Mm-hmm. He grew up in Mobile, and he brought the family back to Mississippi when I was 7 years old. And we had lived previously in El Paso, Texas. So for me at my age, I was born in 1955. I actually grew up as a young kid. I was exposed to cowboys and Indians and the Wild West and, of course, the Alamo. I mean, the Alamo was huge when I was, when I was 5 years old. John Wayne's Alamo movie came out, and the whole family went and saw it at the drive-in. So those things started me in this direction. Then I got to the Mississippi coast and got completely wrapped up. My dad moved us back to go fishing. So he inherited property. We grew up in the woods. Like my brother said, my dad thought he was Davy Crockett. I mean, he literally, our whole family was out there clearing to create a road onto our property. We had 5 acres that are 1,200 feet back from the road. My dad didn't even know he could build a house, but he did get a wharf built within the year of moving there because he wanted to go fishing. And so we did all this. My brother and I went. We had each had a little axe, and we chopped down small things. While my dad cut down bigger things and cleared the trail. And we got, of course, we learned about the different tree species. We were living in the woods, so we saw all kinds of wildlife. You know, the pygmy rattler, what we call the ground rattler, was all over our property. It was very interesting. And, of course, it's because we were kind of a piney woods that was losing its piney woods character. But I learned about that at an early age. And so I've spent my, even though I went into art, I've spent my whole life interested in biology and in the flora and fauna of the place I grew up in.
Definitely. And that's something that we can really relate to here in Panama City and the Florida Gulf Coast. It feels incredibly parallel to what you're describing there. You know, the moving of, you know, specifically our economies, very tourism based. So that really influences the decision on how the ecology changes as development happens. But no, certainly that's an interesting take and insight. How did you get started in art?
Well, it's a funny. I can again go back to El Paso. I think I was 4 years old, maybe three. I got fascinated by the mailman delivering mail to our box, and then my mother would put letters and bills in the box and put a little flag up. And then the mailman would pick that up and take it off. And I always drew, but I got fascinated with that. So I didn't know how to read or write. So I drew a little picture, and I put it in the mailbox with the mail and put the flag up. And I don't know who the mailman was. I don't think I ever spoke to him. But that mailman appreciated my little picture, because what he did is he drove off with it. And then a day or two later, he brought it back. Because what else could you do with a picture? You know, there wasn't any address on it or anything. But I was so excited. I felt like I had used the mail. I was too dumb and little to think about who it went to. But I pictured somebody getting it. And then I got a response in the form of my own image back. I think that was a very formative thing for me. But art was always in me. I was always drawing. And one of my early pictures at 7 years old, when we moved from El Paso to the Mississippi coast and we'd cleared that property, I was totally taken with the property. We had an art contest. Our teacher told us the whole class could participate. I ended up drawing a kind of a hilly, piney woods with some water oaks, and honest to God, they kind of looked like water oaks the way I drew them. But then I put a coyote howling on a hill, and that was my Texas influence. Mm-hmm. And so I was like a blend at 7 years old. I still have that drawing, although it was badly damaged in Hurricane Katrina, but it did survive, because we had, of course, a pretty bad storm there that sank a lot of my artwork. But anyway, that's, you know, it is. I want to kind of present myself as part of a fusion with the Gulf Coast. And then I also would remind you that El Paso used to be part of the Gulf of Mexico. That whole West Texas was part of the Gulf of Mexico when sea level was high. So not like I ever really was out of the Gulf of Mexico.
Certainly. Steve, thank you for taking some time for us. If we wanted to catch any more information about you, do you have a website or a social media?
Well, the big thing I've done is Facebook. You can friend me on Facebook. I have Steve Shepherd, and I also have Steve Shepherd Art, which I don't think you'll have any trouble. Just ask for a friend request, and I've been very easygoing about friend requests. I'll warn you this, though. Don't send me a provocative picture of a pretty woman, because I will not friend a put a normal picture. I love it when girls have their boyfriends with them. I'm not that worried about it, you know. But obviously, it's been a mistake whenever I have friended someone. They end up advertising sunglasses on my site, and I kind of resent that. No. So
definitely, yeah. Got to be wary of, you know, the reality of who is actually being friended. But certainly, Steve Shepherd and Steve Shepherd Art on Facebook.
Yeah.
Excellent. Of course, you can see the Coastal Wilderness exhibit running now through February 25th on display in the Amelia Center Gallery here on the campus of Gulf Coast State College in Panama City, Florida. Those gallery hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Friday, 10 a.m. to 4. Of course, admission is free. Mm-hmm. Come experience the art and with this great exhibit. Steve, thank you so much again for talking to us this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get our weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB right here on The Mix.